With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A shooter attacked Catholic school children in Minneapolis Parish today.
Officials in Minneapolis say a shooter opened fire at Annunciation Catholic School during Mass with dozens of children inside. He killed two children and injured 17 other people before killing himself. Police say the suspect, a male in his 20s, was armed with a rifle, shotgun, and pistol. Neighbor Bill Binneman said he heard dozens of shots over several minutes. At least nine injured children ages 6 through 14 and two adults were taken to the trauma center at Hennepin Healthcare. The school has been evacuated and students families were directed to a reunification zone. A vigil is planned for this evening. I'm Jennifer King.
In California, Napa County's public health officer has declared a local health emergency in response to the Picket Fire, warning that toxic debris inside that 6,800-acre burn could threaten the region's water supply. Picket Fire Public Information Officer Charles Kuniyoshi says the weather has been more favorable for firefighters, with a cooling trend that's going on now.
Firefighters are going into very rugged terrain, and they're either putting in a new containment line. Sometimes they're having to improve maybe an existing containment line. And then also firefighters are having to hike in and go and put what we call hot spots out, right? So these areas that the fire has burned through, and then there's some smoldering areas.
The Picket Fire is 21% contained now. In health news, the Food and Drug Administration approving updated COVID-19 vaccines for the upcoming fall and winter season. They're approved for all seniors, but only for younger adults and children with at least one underlying health problem like obesity. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 191 points, the NASDAQ adding 44. This is SRN News. An important school board meeting takes place tomorrow in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Board will hear from the public, and the hot topic will likely be an investigation into allegations that high school staff helped arrange abortions for several girls without their parents' knowledge or consent. If this happened, it is a violation of state law, and the governor has already ordered a probe. Fairfax County sits right outside Washington, D.C. It is the largest school system in Virginia, with 183,000 students and 200 schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australia says Iran was behind at least two of the multiple anti-Semitic attacks that have roiled the country in recent months. In response, the Australian government is expelling the Iranian ambassador and several other officials. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the attacks were extraordinary and dangerous acts of aggression orchestrated by a foreign nation on Australian soil. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the world. This is SRN News. South Korea's national airline is acquiring more than 100 Boeing aircraft.
The company says the deal includes $36.2 billion for 103 next-generation aircraft, nearly $700 million for 19 spare engines from GE Aerospace and CFM International, and billions more for the 20-year engine maintenance service contract. The group makes clear strategic investment in the U.S. market will further strengthen the airline's operational capability and global competitiveness, and foster robust commercial ties that will drive sustained growth. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Employees will resume casting ballots as a pivotal decision is looming for a Kentucky manufacturing complex that will produce batteries for Ford electric vehicles. The issue whether to join the UAW and expand the union's footprint in the South among battery factories. More details at srnnews.com.